Kentucky environmental advocates are worried that budget reductions called for by Governor Matt Bevin will make it impossible for the Energy and Environment Cabinet to perform its basic functions. As Erica Peterson of member station WFPL reports, the cabinet has already had several years of cuts.
From 2012 to 2016, the cabinet has already seen its budget reduced by nearly 16% and has implemented those cuts in various departments. Tom Fitzgerald of the Kentucky Resources Council is skeptical the cabinet can take yet another round of reductions.
I think we are at the point where, depending on how they allocate the cuts, you will see a potential loss of some of the delegated programs.
The delegated programs he's referring to include the Clean Air Act and Clean Water Act. If Kentucky can't adequately enforce those laws, legal action could force the federal government to take over. Fitzgerald says one logical way for the Energy and Environment Cabinet to help blunt the effects of budget cuts would be by raising permit fees. He notes that all pollution permits, with the exception of air, aren't high enough to pay for the program costs of processing, permitting, and inspection. I'm Erica Peterson in Louisville.